This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Anna Barnhart uses more than just brush strokes when she paints. She uses cotton swabs. She uses bubble wrap. She uses found objects just to see what they can do. She paints to music and describes her paintings using musical terms. The staccato rhythm of dappled light, the legato background harmonies from stems, shadows, and slopes. To Anna Barnhart, art is a spiritual experience, and she's been exploring it since she was a child. So tell us how your interest in art began. Has this been something that's been going on since childhood? Did you grow up around artists, or how did you get started?
Definitely. When I was a kid, definitely. And now that I think of it, like half of my family were also musicians, like my grandparents and mom, and they can read music. I can't.
There's the musical terms.
Yep, probably. But I was always very hands-on with art. I remember saying I wanted to be an artist and then came, but I want to be a physicist, but I want to do a missionary, but I want to do this. So it's always come back to art. I've tried other things growing up. I still try other things, but now it's on purpose. I've always just loved art and making messes, controlled messes that turn pretty, and creating things and inventing things.
Oh, I like that. Making messes. Making pretty messes. You mentioned a moment ago, too, that you like to experiment. And I've noticed that you paint not just with the traditional paintbrushes, but you use all kinds of interesting techniques as you make beautiful messes. Cotton swabs, recycled materials like bubble wrap and book pages. So talk about that and talk about how you actually use them.
Oh, sure. Bubble wrap is one of my favorite ones, quite honestly. You can use some of it in watercolor painting as well, and acrylic. Acrylic's really versatile. I'm already painting in plastic, and I'm aware of that with recyclability and practicing. You're going to use up some stuff. But as long as you can at least reuse something at least once, it helps give it one more life. Just saves it that one more time, like bubble wrap. It's kind of useless after what it's for packaging, but I can give it one more life, and you get a really cool texture with that stuff you do with different kinds of paint. I've even used it with gesso before, a kind of paint primer that gives it a really strong texture. Again, texture, I'll use that word a lot. With book pages, I'm going to overuse the word texture here. It's a different kind of texture. You could literally read into it, into the background of things. Your brain kind of gives a nostalgic look sometimes with the decoupage of old Victorian papers. So it's kind of got a nostalgic feel sometimes. Recyclable, yes. It saves books out of the landfill that are just not readable anymore. It's not about tearing down books and getting rid of them, but giving them one more life again that you might love. And I even used this for my wedding. We made flowers and things out of free book pile for my wedding. So it was affordable and really unique and kind of fun to do. So different materials, I think brushes are wonderful. And for a lot of painters, it takes so many years to get good with a brush. And I'm amazed at what people can do. And I also think they're not overrated, maybe taken for granted, that it's just a tool like everything else. And there's so many other things to be explored and to touch with. And once you know your paint, you don't have to be afraid of touching it. You can see what acrylic paint can do. And it can do all sorts of things besides just a brush.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I noticed a lot of your paintings are nature-oriented. Flowers, trees, fields and meadows.
I do a lot of my own photography, about 80-90% of my own photography. And so I love to connect with the location of where I'm at. I guess one thing I want to get more into my painting is describing how a place smells. I know it's weird, but we are so connected to the scent of something. If you like, even think of like your grandma's perfume maybe, or a certain dish your mom made, or the location, like different stores smell differently. The smell of a Midwest forest is amazing. And I'm curious how that smells to other forests. The smell, the location itself, and just being there and soaking up what makes that place the place it is wonderful. And I'm very grateful I can have those adventures.
Well, one of the things that I saw on your website that you do is, I understand it's done live and on the scene when you're in church that you paint. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm very glad that you asked about that. So I've been doing, they call it live prophetic painting, and could be prophetic or not. And in this sense, it would be defined as getting a picture from God or from the Bible or something like that, that tells a story, and it's very timely about, hey, this is happening right here. This is for these people. Nothing future telling, anything like that. So just trying to define the term for what we're using here. And you're welcome to take that part out if you need to. So I will use big canvases, really big ones so people can see it at church. I've done clay before, different kinds of materials. And so what they do, it's like another kind of learning. So you've got visual learning, you've got audio learning, you've got the pastor or someone giving you a teaching with words, but this is just a picture. So it's another way to see the sermon or the theme in a way that they can't deliver. And the really cool thing, about 90% of the time I've done this, they've given me a theme to begin with, and then that's it. That's all they give me, like a theme, maybe the part that they're teaching from, and I won't know anything else. It's kind of exciting and kind of scary. Sometimes I'll have an image prepared beforehand, and sometimes I will just start painting, and something will happen that the painting or subject will be exactly what they are teaching on that day. So I absolutely tie in the spirituality and the faith into that part of art. I'm tying it more into my studio art as well, because I believe we are holistic human beings. Those aren't separated from us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just amazed with the things that come out when the live painting. The last two have been 16 square feet, and I will finish it in about 2 hours, hour and a half. Now, yeah, I'm astonished. I can't do that at home. I totally want to point out as well that it's a different style than what I do at home in the studio. And you've definitely seen this on my Instagram too. It is a different style. It's about the story and telling process at that point rather than a finished, polished image. So it will, you know, it's done in 45 minutes and it kind of looks like it. But for the audience, they saw the story of how it was created with different colors all laid down. It goes along with the teaching that day. So totally different styles. I do some faith-based art at home as well that looks more closely like my impressionistic or the other experimental work I do. And I'm looking forward to working more on both, honestly.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist Anna Barnhart. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.